we never did. We just laid one on top of the other, you know, and it, one would hold up, and the gap cut a notch in it. It couldn't get away. It had to stay there.
Wasn't that a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock? You call that a
fence?
Mm-hmm. Fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I never did see one any made out of stone or rock. Not no. You mean a fence? No, I don't believe I ever seen one made out of.
And
see, I told you I had never traveled much, and they didn't make them around this way like that.
Something that you'd use to heat up water to make hot tea and has a spout to it. You call that a
coffee pot?
Or to make hot tea and.
Tea kettle. Yeah.
You ever use that word kettle to talk about that wash pot you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, it's people call them kettles.
Uh-huh.
But we always call them a wash pot. Yeah, they call them kettle.
What would you fry eggs in?
We always call it a skillet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They call them frying pans now, but we used to call them a skillet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see one with little legs in it, on it, that you could put in a fireplace?
Yeah, you bet.
What was that called?
We always call them a skillet.
Mama.
We getting it.
That was all we ever call them was skillets.
Uh-huh, whether it had legs on it or not.
Yeah. They made a pot with legs on them, too. They had skillets with legs, and they had a pot with legs. The little pot was about, about a foot deep.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a foot around, you know, circle. And they call that we always call them bean pots. Yeah, what we call them bean pots. That was about all was cooked in them, too, with beans.
Uh-huh. What about if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house and put them in a...
And put them in a, that's where we put them in.
What would you put them in now?
We put them in a, now you mean?
Uh-huh.
What you call them flower thing? Flower pot?
What's the,
put flower in.
What if you cut the flowers? You put them in a
vase.
Mm-hmm. That's what you mean? In a vase?
And say if you were setting the table next to each plate for everybody to eat with, you give everyone a...
Everyone a plate?
Well, next to the plate, you give them a...
A fork?
And...
Knife? Spoon?
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
No. Steak knife?
Huh?
Yeah. Steak knife?
Okay. You might have to put out several steak.
You beat me there.
Well, talk about several of these. Well, say you if three people were eating, you put out three forks and three spoons.
Three knives. Yeah.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash them.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she
arrange.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Huh?
The cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them.
Say what kind?
Well, what do you call that cloth or rag?
A dish rag.
Uh-huh. What about when you're drying them?
We call them dry rag.
And
no, you don't dry. We all call them dry rag. We always call them a drying rag. That's what we always call them.
So you
wash them dishes and take get your drying rag and wipe them out.
The thing you use to bathe your face with.
Wash pan?
Or the cloth.
You mean we used to with rags?
Yeah, what do you call the cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
Face towel.
Mama.
Face towel now. Face towel.
What about the small thing you take a bath with?
So. You mean a bath cloth?
Okay. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out. You'd pour it through
a funnel.
And if you'd buy molasses at the store, what would it come in?
We call them buckets.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses? Or a stand of lard?
Oh, yeah. That's a can. Yeah.
They'd call it a...
We always, a stand would be a can from 5 gallons on up, in the mouth, in the size stand you want it.
What would come in it?
Lard.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
What we call them a whoop.
And nowadays, if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Boo.
And... to carry the washout.